AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. An explosive vest has been found by a street cleaner on the southern edge of Paris. It contained bolts and the same type of explosive used in vests during the Paris attacks. But police say the vest found today didn't have a detonator. It was found in the same zone where the cell phone of a man sought by police was geolocalized. Salah Abdeslam was stopped by police in northern France after the attack, but was allowed to continue his journey into Belgium. In the meantime, AP correspondent Angela Charlton reports Belgium's terror alert level will remain at its highest level for a few more days while authorities search for the fugitive.
It'll maintain the security measures at least until next Monday to contain what it says is a possible attack. The Belgian Prime Minister, Charles Michel, said that the rest of the nation will stay at the second highest terrorism threat level. Schools and the Brussels subway system will start reopening progressively starting Wednesday. But the country and especially the city remain very tense.
When French President Hollande meets tomorrow with President Obama at the White House, Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the two leaders will discuss the latest intelligence on Islamic State militants and the threat they pose to Western democracy.
This is actually an area where we do believe that there is more that our European partners can do in terms of improving the quality and quantity of information that they share with one another, but also improving the amount of information and the way that information is shared with the United States.
A former University of Connecticut student who went on a drunken, obscenity-laced tirade about jalapeno, bacon, macaroni, and cheese, applied today for probation. This is AP Radio News. Pfizer and Allergan are combining to create the world's largest drug maker.
Pfizer, the maker of Viagra and Lipitor, will keep its global headquarters in New York, but the drug maker will combine with Botox maker Allergan as a company that will be called Pfizer PLC. That company would have its legal offices in Ireland. The advantage for Pfizer, a lower corporate tax rate, saving potentially millions each year. Aside from that lower tax bill, the Allergan acquisition would give Pfizer brand name medicines for eye conditions, infections, and heart disease. Julie Walker, New York.
Federal health regulators have expanded approval of a cancer drug from Bristol Myers Squibb to treat an advanced form of kidney cancer. The injectable drug, Opdivo, is approved for patients with renal cell carcinoma. The FDA first approved Opdivo for treatment of melanoma last December. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.